Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton and Lil Gilbert.
Berries and cream. So, in my view, berries and cream are the perfect combination, the best food couple. They're just two words that are lovely on their own, but they're taken to another level when they're paired with each other. Berries, how would you describe how berries taste?
I would say tart, acidic, fresh.
Fresh, yeah, tangy. And cream?
Rich, smooth.
Perfect. Sweet, and this has been a sweet cream. So after enjoying a Berries and Cream original, I got to thinking about other famous food couples. Those foods that fit so well together, it just rolls off the tongue. Let's try it. I'll start and you finish. Let's see if we come up with similar combinations.
All right, let's give it a go.
Spaghetti and?
Meatballs.
How about salt and?
Ooh, I'm not sure if you're going for pepper or lime, but I'll take either.
Well, lime, I want to come to your house and eat. That sounds pretty good. Are we having some carne asada?
No.
How about meat and?
Potatoes. Mm. I'm from Idaho, so that's a natural.
But some foods are not in exclusive relationships. So, like, what comes to mind when I say potatoes and?
Okay, let's think about this one. Potatoes and gravy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that comes to my mind as well. Potatoes, they have a few relationships out there, so.
They're a great base.
They are, and of course, they go with, made a lot of different ways as well. Okay, here's a good one. Kids will get this. Peanut butter and?
Jelly, and hopefully grape jelly, because that really is the best one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have another discussion another day. I'm a berry girl. I wonder how peanut butter and jelly started. I looked into it. The earliest published recipe for peanut butter and jelly sandwich appeared in Boston Cooking School magazine in 1901. It was a book by Julia Davis Chandler. So about the 119th anniversary of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Wow, that calls for a celebration of some sort, doesn't it?
Sounds like a PB&J. How about milk and?
Cookies.
Bacon and?
Eggs.
Burgers and?
Fries.
Yeah, that was what came to my mind as well. Of course, there's other breakfast foods like pancakes and?
Syrup.
And for the more, those of you hailing from across the pond, fish and?
Chips.
All right, so then there's, I think we did pretty well.
Yeah,
we came up with similar
bad
answers. Then there's the weird food couples. You know those ones that you wouldn't have put together, but they work. So I have a couple ideas. If you have some that you enjoy, love to hear them. But have you ever seen people have fries that they dip in their shake?
I've heard of that. I
ever tried it?
I don't think I'd be a fan. No.
I did. I'd say it was okay. I don't
but
know.
But to each his own. To each his own. I'm not one to criticize.
Exactly. The textures didn't quite meld to me as much as maybe the sweet with the salty nice, you know. But do your kids dip pizza in ranch?
They do. That's a habit they learned at school.
Yes. I think that's
ranch
where.
Ranch is ubiquitous. It's like water in elementary schools.
At our house, whenever we have pizza, we always have salad as well. I think it's just that feeling of, okay, they're going to get some nutrition, you know, balance in here. And so at our house, salad has become known as the annoying cousin to pizza. How about you? Are there any other weird food couples?
Well, I don't know that these are weird, but some of my favorite combinations in the world are, you know, everyone loves chocolate, of course, but then you add orange to that.
Ooh.
Chocolate and orange is one of the most bewitching combinations that I know of. It's something about the acidity of the orange with that creaminess of the chocolate, and they're both so sweet, and it's delightful. I think cheese can be a really interesting thing to try and pair things with. It's just the contrast with maybe apples or pears that can make it really interesting to your mouth.
That may be why some people have actually apple pie with cheese.
Right.
Or a fruit plate that has cheeses and fruits.
Yeah.
Well, whether you're an established couple or it's young love, food is meant to be fun. So get creative, try new pairings, as long as you promise never to make green jello with grated currants again.
Agreed.
This is Jen Ashton
and Lael Gilbert
for another food couple, Bread and Butter.